When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A couple things right off the bat at the start of the episode. One, this episode will be sound effect free because there were people as annoyed or more annoyed than Callie at all the jingles.
Oh, really? Did you get a bunch of hate?
I got a couple messages from people saying lay off the buttons. So right off the bat, I just want to let you know that there will be no extraneous sound effects in this episode. And the next time we talk about one of Callie's gift guides, we will have proper jingle bells, not to the weird ones that I'm tempted to play right now, but I'm not going to.
That was fun, though.
The other update is we are no closer to solving the Lindsay Lohan mystery. We got one or two people posted in our Facebook group saying, okay, connect these dots. Lindsay Lohan was in The Parent Trap. The Parent Trap had a character named Elizabeth James. Elizabeth James is Ellie's full legal name, and yesterday was her birthday.
I heard that and instantly thought, yes, that is correct. Then my head went to, but then why was it related to Mean Girls and not Parent Trap?
And then somebody looked up, because your thing was that it was a cameo.
Yeah.
And somebody was playing the video and holding the phone up.
Mm-hmm.
A Lindsay Lohan cameo cost close to $500.
What?
So if it was a cameo, somebody shelled out like half a stack for that.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that mystery continues. Now that all that stuff is taken care of, we had a terrific, and full disclosure, because we recorded this the day before, we are having a terrific birthday with Ellie.
We got up and she was very excited to see the balloons. So I felt like that was like a mom win, because I don't know if she's ever seen balloons before.
I don't think she's ever seen a bunch. She did have one because I got a happy birthday balloon that she could hold on my dad's birthday. And I took a picture of her holding a happy birthday balloon. And I forgot how much she loved it. So to see a bunch of them, mind blown.
Yeah, I went and got a little bouquet of balloons and she really loved that. And Jeff made her a breakfast. We went to the zoo. So hopefully she had a really good day.
Yeah. And we're recording this earlier than we normally do because we're going to have dinner with her and then Callie baked her a cake. And we are watching her on the baby monitor and she has no interest in a birthday nap.
No interest.
So we might be celebrating her first birthday with the dropping of one of her two naps because she's like, I am grown up now. I am practically an adult. Not going to take two naps during a day.
Only babies take two naps a day.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for Zoo Atlanta. It was a great time there yesterday, and I haven't been to the zoo, like, recreationally in decades, I think. You have been to a couple events there.
But have you ever been to the Atlanta Zoo recreationally?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think it's on the list of things to do when you move to Atlanta. But like I said, it was decades ago. But it was cool. And then and Ellie, if the animal was moving around, Ellie was very into it. But like we saw the lion really close up and it was just lying in the sun and she's like, what is that?
Yeah, she couldn't. I don't know if she couldn't see it really. The tiger, same thing.
Tiger was lying in the sun doing his thing, nothing. But like the giraffes, they were walking around and Ellie's like, whoa, look at those. There's some of the brightly colored birds that were jumping from branch to branch.
We also have pandas here. And we put her kind of like down in front of the glass, like the panda glass. And the panda came up to Ellie and laid against the glass, like right in front of her. And there were a ton of kids there. I told Jeff, I'm like, I know this sounds weird, but I swear that these animals know she's a baby. Cause like they weren't really paying attention to like the older kids, but the baby, the animals were really fascinated by her, some of them. So I thought that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Possible.
My name is Callie Dollar and I am grateful for pretty fall weather. I took the super recognizer test that Jeff was talking about yesterday. What did you say your score was?
I was shocked because they say that you're a super recognizer if you're higher than a 10. Mm-hmm. It's a score out of 14. Mm-hmm. My score was a 9. I could meet you and forget who you are in the same conversation.
Jeff has dated women that he couldn't pick out of a lineup now.
Yeah. And I am just not good at it. So the fact that I got 9, like the first 3 or 4, you took the test, Callie. The first 3 or 4 are gimmies, right? Like you almost feel really confident. You're like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. Mm-hmm. And then you get to like 5 and 6 and they start to get tougher. And by the time you get over 10, you're like, who, what? Was that person even here? But the fact that I got 9 makes me question the integrity of that test, especially if you didn't score as high as I did.
Okay. Would you like to know my score?
Yes, please.
I got 12 out of 14.
12?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a super recognizer.
Yeah. And which translates to me as super creepy. You know this. This should not be shocking to you that I'm a super recognizer.
You did do it yesterday when we were at the zoo, when we were walking out of the panda exit. We walked out of like where the pandas were and we were waiting for the crowd to thin out because we wanted to go back and put Ellie in front of the glass again. And somebody walked by and Callie's like, that woman is the mother of a girl that I went to middle school with or some like, and I'm like, oh, do you say hi? And she's like, no, she doesn't know who I am. I haven't seen her in, 25 years, but that's who it is, which is a gift because yeah. I wouldn't know those people. So are you going to get
am I going to get a job with the FBI? Is that what you're asking?
Well, that website is, it's either Australia or the United Kingdom, but they will interview you for certain positions based on your performance on that test. So
would you like to move to Australia?
Yeah, I would live in Australia. Koalas are cool, except every now and again you see videos, like viral videos of gigantic spiders.
Yeah, and big snakes. Not into that.
I thought, doesn't Australia not have snakes at all?
Oh, that's true.
Or is it
spiders though?
Or is it New Zealand that doesn't have snakes?
Ireland doesn't have snakes.
Were you surprised at getting it a 12 out of 14?
No.
Okay.
No, only because I'm creepy.
Too bad there's not a test for humility.
Yeah. No, No, I'm not surprised.
Okay. You're so proud of yourself.
I am proud of myself.
I wish you could see through the podcast the look of smug confidence on her face.
You know, I am not that good at that many things. So dang it, I will take the super recognizer.
A guy shared on Instagram this thing that he does every time he has to use a bathroom in public with his young daughter. And it made me realize I have to start coming up with a strategy. So here's the thing.
Because you're going to have to take Ellie into a bathroom at some point.
Yeah. And here's his beef with men's rooms. He's like, they're usually pretty dirty.
Yeah.
They usually smell. And men are just creepier as a whole than women. And I agree with all three of those statements. So this man takes his daughter into the women's restroom. So what he does is he knocks on the door and he opens the door and he says, my name is whatever. I have my 3-year-old daughter with me, and we would like to use the women's room. Is there anyone in here? And then if somebody says yes, he's like, would you like me to wait or could I come in now and go into a stall? He asks them. And then whatever they do, he respects. And then when he's in the stall, if he hears somebody else come in, he says, my name is so-and-so and I'm here with my 3-year-old daughter. I'm in the stall. We'll be done in just 2 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just want you to let you know there's a man in here. And he posted this and said that he has been met with overwhelming acceptance by the women, by every woman that he's encountered.
Like, yeah.
No, really?
Of course. I mean, look, first of all, women have a sixth sense. So if they thought something weird or creepy was going on, he wouldn't be getting that level of like acceptance about it. And I think he's doing everything right and he's taking care of his daughter. Like, you know, kudos to him. Like, what do you know, single parents, like, what are you going to do? Whether you're out with your daughter or if you're a single dad, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that's awesome because women do it with little boys all the time.
But they don't, and they just bring the boys into the women's room and then you go into a stall.
Right.
And I don't think there's anything weird about that, but having a grown man in a women's room,
yeah,
I would be freaked out that I would be labeled creepy.
Like, yeah, I don't think you would do it. Good thing for you, though. I think most places that we go have family bathrooms now.
You would think that, but he said in his Instagram story, he's like, I thought that every place had a family bathroom until you need a family bathroom.
And then they're like nowhere to be found.
But think about it. Like fast food restaurants, they don't have family bathrooms, do they?
I don't think so.
They just have like an airport. Has a family bathroom. Mm-hmm. A mall has a family
bathroom. Targets have family bathrooms.
They do?
I think they do.
Okay. So my question then for you is this. What would you do if you're in mid
stream
transaction, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it, okay? Mm-hmm. And you hear a man's voice at the door announcing himself, asking to bring his 3-year-old daughter in. Do you ask him to wait? Do you tell him to come on in? What do you do?
I don't know. I would probably panic and not be able to pee anymore.
You just lock up?
Yeah.
The pipes would lock up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can come in because you're leaving anyways.
Yeah. And I like to, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of what I would do if the situation were reversed and I was mid-transaction and a woman opened the door and said, I'm going to come in and I want to bring my son in.
Would you feel worried about it?
I don't know. I don't know how I would answer. I actually, if I was in a stall, I would probably just clam up, not say anything, pull my feet up and remain completely silent until she was done, left, because I wouldn't want to make her feel weird. Be like, I'm not here. If I was standing up peeing at the thing, I'd be like, I don't know what I would do. Come on in.
You could pull a Mrs. Doubtfire, go into the bathroom, lock the door right. when it's empty, and then do whatever you want.
Right. I guess I'll have to come up. I have to come up with a strategy maybe pretty quickly. Like that could technically happen almost at any time.
What do you mean?
Like she's not potty trained, but if I had to do it with a diaper or something. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't. Diaper doesn't matter.
Yeah, diaper doesn't matter.
Okay.
So Harry Styles was in town last week. Did you know this?
I did. Just from social media.
Apparently he is a big deal.
Yeah.
Some might call him this generation's Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
There were people downtown and I work downtown and I get there in the middle of the night. That's when my shift starts. There were people camped out in front of State Farm Arena, kids. And you know what it brought me back to? First of all, why were they camping out? Like, because that took me to 90s box office. And we don't have box offices anymore.
Now it's clicking your mouse. Refresh, refresh, refresh. If you're trying to snag some tickets.
Right. So I thought that was really weird because I was like, you know.
Did you ever in your life camp out for tickets? Ever?
No, mostly because I think my parents wouldn't let me. But I do remember standing in line. I can't remember for what. I was pretty young. Here's the thing, kids.
My assumption with Harry Styles, by the way, is I think he does a, like, almost like a pit around the front of his stage that's a general admission. So the earlier you get in, the closer to the stage you get.
Here's what I want to know. They were camping out. What do you do when they open the doors? Where do you put your tent? Where do you put your stuff? Like, do you get out of line to go?
Don't you think mom and dad come pick it up?
I don't know.
So you got to get if
mom and dad. I would never let my kid
camp in downtown.
Absolutely not. But absolutely not.
That is the best. See, this is an issue because that's actually the best possible camping scenario, because you know there's security there, you know there's other people there, you know everybody's like-minded there for the same reason.
That is true.
It's not like I would probably be more comfortable with one of my kids going to camp in front of an arena versus like going on a camping trip out in the woods. Have you ever seen a horror movie?
No,
horror movie has an axe murderer showing up at a downtown music venue. They're in the woods.
Okay, so my point with that was I was thinking about the good old days of the 90s. And if you're listening to this and you are probably 5 years younger than I am, if you're 30 or younger, you probably have no memory of this because this was in the early 90s. You used to go to a physical box office, like not even at the venue. And most of the time it wasn't at the venue. It was a like Ticketmaster had offices. And if concert tickets went on sale at like 10 a.m., then you would stand in line, you would whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they handed you, do you remember this? Like a seat map and show you like what tickets were.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And they had like these old computers and they're like, okay, I have F16 and 17, or I have, you know what I mean? And they would show you on this like laminated map of the venue.
And for whatever reason, this is, oh my God, these are great memories. For whatever reason, any computer that processes tickets, whether it's at the airport, and I think the airport ones are true to this day, or at a concert venue, the keyboards are extremely loud.
Oh, they totally
it's
are.
Like, all click, 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 click. Like they're sending like a telegraph in the 1800s.
I happen to love that noise, like the old Apple, like, you know, buttons. Cute. Oh, Apple, well, such good
what
buttons.
What was that computer, the Apple IIc or whatever? That did you have that in school?
We didn't have, no. Oh, yeah, we did. The one where you would put the floppy disk in the thing. Yeah, to play games or whatever.
Oregon Trail.
Those were the days. I also remember, do you remember Turtles?
No.
Did you have a Turtles in upstate New York?
Mm-mm.
Turtles was like the music store. It's like what Virgin would probably be now.
Okay.
But it was like the big music store. And that's where I think that you could buy concert tickets there sometimes. They always had like the new CDs, the new albums, like cassettes, whatever. So I remember Turtles. I'm trying to think of other, you worked in radio in the late 90s. Like what, do you remember any music, any other music things from the 90s that are like nostalgic now?
Well, for like, prizes, like I remember just like in a year or two before I left radio, the company was transitioning to all digital prizes. So nobody would ever have to come to the radio station.
Oh, you used to have to go to the radio station to pick it up.
So you used to have to go to the radio station. You would physically get your tickets.
Oh my gosh.
And you would have to sign for them, you know, and then you would have your tickets. And if you lost them, you were out of luck.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I also remember they would play like when a new song came out, like I had a tape recorder and I would like sit in front of the radio and wait because they would tell you when they were going to play it.
Yep.
They're like the new Backstreet Boys is coming on at 9:02 and like all morning you're like waiting until 9:02 and then you're sitting there with like your record button and then that's how you get the song because they used to play singles before the album was out, like a long time before the album was out.
I get asked, I do a lot of interviews about podcasting within the podcasting industry, and people ask about radio and why I think radio is hurting as badly as it is. And that's one of the number one things that I say is I'm like, there's no, like when you listen to a podcast, whether it's The Upside with Callie and Jeff, whether it's Moms on Call, whether it's Certified Mama's Boy or Cheaties or any podcast that you might choose to listen to, or a true crime one. What's the one you like? Crime Junkie, mm-hmm. whatever. You're listening to that because you want to consume that information.
Right.
There's nothing that people can get from the radio anymore that you can't get immediately elsewhere. If you want to hear the new Taylor Swift song, you just go to your phone and download it, and there it is.
Yeah.
And it used to crack me up because music record labels would pay radio companies big money to play a song like once per hour. Like, we're going to play this at 12.
Would they ever play for like debuts? Like, if you were going to debut the first single off the album?
It's kind of, the way it would happen, it was like, it's really convoluted.
Because you're not technically supposed to do that, right?
But I think you can if you disclose it. Like, I think you can say, like, I don't know who's on what record label, but I think if you wanted to say, here's the brand new Eminem, we're playing the new Eminem song at the top of every hour presented by Columbia Records or whatever.
Okay.
Then I think you, I don't know, but the details. But my thing is, when you would promote that, if you are a Taylor Swift fan and you're listening at 7:40 and it's the 7:40, the DJ says at 8 o'clock, we're going to play the new Taylor Swift. You just pick up your phone and download it.
Right.
You don't wait. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, there's new Taylor Swift. So, but yeah, sorry, that was an odd tangent.
Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. We all shop online and we've seen that empty promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. I was recently shopping for clothes for Ellie, and when I got to the checkout page, the Honey button dropped down on my page. All I had to do was click on it and click apply coupons, and it applied all of the available coupons to my shopping cart, and my savings was nearly 40% off of her fall clothes. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/upside. That's joinhoney.com/upside. Upside.
There is not a week that goes by where we don't discuss the importance of taking care of your mental health on this show. It's something so important to Callie and I because we've both benefited from therapy, but also we want to normalize those conversations. We don't want to make therapy something that has to hide in the shadows. That's why we're so proud to partner with BetterHelp. They've got convenient professional counselors standing by waiting to talk to you. Whatever it is that is holding you back from being your full 100% authentic self, they can help you. And they do it all virtually. So there's no awkward waits in waiting rooms. Or if you're being really safe because of coronavirus, you don't have to go out in public and be in a public waiting room. These appointments happen from the comfort of your own home. I want you to start living a happier life today. As an Upside listener, you can get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/upside. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health by going to betterhelp, BETTERHELP.com/upside today.
It's football season, it's pumpkin spice season, it is crockpot season, and it's also flu season. Proper hydration and vitamins can help support a strong immune system. In cooler temperatures, it's easier to miss signs of dehydration, like overheating or perspiration, so it's extra important to be mindful of how much water we're putting into our bodies. If you're someone who struggles with drinking a lot of water during the day, Liquid IV is going to be a game changer for you. One lick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. I notice when I drink water first thing in the morning, it really helps clear my brain fog and gets me ready to tackle my day. My favorite Liquid IV flavor is lemon lime, and it's easy to quickly suck down because it tastes so good. So if you really struggle with eating water, that is a great plus. Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks, has no artificial flavors or preservatives and less sugar than an apple. It's made with clean ingredients and it's non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code UPSIDE at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code UPSIDE at liquidiv.com.
Today's three random things brought to you by Brown & Company Jewelers. Callie, including this first one just for you, because a few episodes ago, you were talking about the mysteries of the dictionary.
Yes. Like, and I still am going to do my dictionary deep dive this week.
Okay. Well, here's a starting place. The 2021 Word of the Year for the Oxford English Dictionary has been announced. Would you like to guess what it is?
I have no idea.
Vax, short for vaccine. Yeah. V-A-X.
Not surprising.
My second random thing is, you've heard of inflation, like everybody's worried about inflation with the economy and mm-hmm. cost of stuff going up and whatnot. Do you know what shrinkflation is? Because that's becoming a thing.
No.
Shrinkflation is when the price of stuff stays the same, but the quantity of it goes down. So rather than, because you know the economy is so weird right now, mm-hmm. so a bag of potato chips, they might say, okay, we got two options. This bag of chips is either going to be go from $3 to $3.35, or it can go from 14 ounces down to 11, and we keep the price the same. So they keep the packaging and everything the same. You just get less chip. And my third random thing, this is actually it's a stack of stats. But the last one is the one that I found most interesting. Okay. Now that we are in November, we can start thinking about the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. And 42% of adults plan to travel for Thanksgiving this year. That's about 109 million people, which is an increase from just under 30% who went somewhere last year. So some other random numbers. 32% are going to be at a large gathering. 10% will be with 15 or more people. But here's the interesting one. 13% of people said they will be spending the 21% of people say they'll be spending the holidays with at least one person that they dislike. So that's
interesting.
That's like going to a family dinner and there's Cousin Joe and nobody likes Cousin Joe.
What I was going to say is that I feel like that's a high number considering technically you could still use COVID as an excuse for bailing out at family Thanksgiving.
You brought this up once before, I think with a Supreme Court Cali case, the problem with using anything like that as an excuse means it has to apply to everything. And with social media, you can't hide anymore. So if you're going to tell your family, well, you know what, I'm still nervous about the virus, so I'm not going to travel this year. That means between now and Thanksgiving, you can't post one picture of you at a friend's house, of you at the mall, you know, whatever, because you got to commit to that. So I bet there's people who've been burned by that. Oh, I would love to come over, but I'm just not doing gatherings yet. I'm just not doing groups, not comfortable doing groups. And then they, post on Instagram 3 days later that they're,
at the Braves game.
At the Braves game or something like that. And then you get a text. Oh, I thought you weren't doing groups. You're just doing groups of 50,000. Anyways, those are my three random things.
I saw something really randomly hilarious. I thought it was hilarious. And Jeff, I thought you would. I don't know. Just think this was awesome. It has nothing to do with anything. Do you know BJ Novak?
From The Office?
Yeah.
Ryan?
Ryan from The Office. Why was I able to call him Dan? That was weird.
I don't know.
Jeff's definitely the bigger Office fan in this relationship.
Indeed.
So apparently a photo of him, and he has no idea who took it, but it's like a professional photo. And I guess when you're an actor or a celebrity, you get your photo taken a lot. So
of course.
Who knows? A photo of him was put into like a fair use website, which is basically like a website that says I own these photos and you can use them however you want. And then they become basically stock photos. Like no one has to pay for them, whatever. He didn't put it in there. Somehow it got in there and his face is all over products in different countries. And he randomly will get pictures and be like, dude, like one of his friends is like in Sweden. And he's like, dude, you're on this hair color line. And it's like, and it's just him. And it's this one picture of him. And somehow, and so somebody was like, do you care? Like, this is an intellectual property violation, whatever. Like, cause he could probably get it removed. And he's like, yeah, I think it's kind of funny. So he like waits around for people to text him and be like, where did you see me? And it's always in the most like obscure places ever. Like he's on a shampoo bottle somewhere. He's like in hair dye on another place. Another one's like a slippers ad. Like,
you know what happens is there's a guy who's in like, wherever, you know, some random country who just manufactured raincoats and now he has to put them in packaging. Mm-hmm. So he's like, all right, I'm going to design the packaging for these raincoats in Thailand. So he's scrolling through and he's like, is that the dude from The Office? Because, you know, the it's international, right? It's all over the place. So he's like, that guy looks so familiar. And then he looks down and goes, free? This actor, I'm going to put this actor on my raincoats. Then all the American tourists who come see me in Thailand are going to be like, I'm going to buy BJ Novak's raincoat.
You know what we should do?
Just so brilliant.
We should start putting that picture of BJ Novak like on all of our merchandise.
Yes.
If we can fair use it.
We just have to find the website where it is. Oh my gosh, that's a great mission. That's good thinking right there.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount.
Years ago, somebody said something to me, and I think about this sentence every time I see a coin on the ground.
Okay.
This sentence pops into my head. I'm not even 100% sure who it was who originally told me. I think it was the mom of a woman I was dating at the time.
Okay.
But she said the sentence in cash. I don't even think she was talking to me. I think she just said it like at a dinner table or something. But she said that whenever she sees a coin on the ground, penny, nickel, dime, quarter, whatever, doesn't matter what the coin is, doesn't matter if it's heads up or tails up, she picks it up and puts it in her pocket. And the reason is she never wants the universe to think that she can afford to ignore money. And
ooh, I love that.
And now I've probably just passed this thought on to somebody, and it's going to stick with somebody who's listening to this right now and not really paying too much attention to it. But you're going to think about this every time you see a coin. And I thought of it the other day because there was a penny on the ground and I stopped to pick it up. And a person who saw it like made a remark about like kind of making a joke, like every penny counts, you know. Yeah. Because I think I struggled with it. You ever try to pick up a coin and it's a little bit too awkward.
It's
a little bit too close to the ground and you're like,
yeah.
So I just thought that was, that popped into my head. I put it in my pocket and I just thought that would be worth sharing. Like if you walk by a coin that's on the ground and decide, oh, a penny's not worth my time. Are you putting the vibrations out in the world, the energy out in the world, the thought out in the world that you don't need money to come to you?
That's really good.
I ain't taking that chance ever. So if I see a coin, there's none of this like lucky penny on the ground, heads up. I'm good luck. Tails up. Ignore it. I don't remember what the rhyme is, but do you know the rhyme?
See a penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck.
Yeah, but only if it's heads up. Because tails up.
That's the only penny poem I know.
Well, so anyways, the point is, see a penny, pick it up, or else the universe will strike you down.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff, and happy birthday, Ellie. I just have to tell y'all, I laughed so much today at the show and the little tiny bells, and Jeff was being so crazy. Oh my gosh, thank you for starting my morning off this way, because I'm still laughing. Y'all are the best. look forward to the rest of the gift guides, Callie. This sounds really interesting, and love y'all so much. Bye.
The holidays are all about coming together, creating the magic of the season. Now, you can buy the perfect Christmas tree, you can buy the beautiful ornaments, but time with your loved ones is key. A KiwiCo subscription is going to help you celebrate with those that you love the most, the little ones in your life. You can have a KiwiCo subscription delivered right to their door and bring out your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, your best friend's kid. You can bring out their natural creativity and curiosity with brand new hands-on projects every month. You can make time this holiday season to do those projects with them. This is you during your doing your part to encourage children to be innovators and creative thinkers. It's hard to find creative ways to keep children busy and challenged. KiwiCo can help you do that. We got Ellie at age one a KiwiCo crate, and I get on the floor and play with those toys with her. This holiday season, give the gift of a fun hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code UPSIDE at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code UPSIDE.
You guys, I'm a little behind, but listening to the Hot Cross Buns episode, I think it's the one 708 T-Bird, something like that. Anyway, my four-year-old daughter's in the car with me. She's, Mommy, Mommy, I think we need to have hot cross buns for dinner. And I lost it. And I said, well, Mommy, I'll go look for some hot cross buns. And she said, Mommy, they don't have to be hot. They can just be cross buns. But let's make sure we put lots of butter on them. Thanks for the giggle. Bye.
Hey, guys. I cannot believe that Ellie is a year old. I wanted to call and say happy birthday to sweet Ellie. She is the sweetest little thing that I see on your Instagram. And I also wanted to say happy birthday to Callie for giving birth to her. That is something that my family and my husband's culture always makes a point to say happy birthday to the mother as well. You guys were trying to distinguish between whether or not she was a baby, toddler, infant, and that she's now a toddler because she's toddling and walking. I still remind my girls that even though they're 7 and 5 and almost 8 for the oldest one, that they are still mama's baby. They will always be my baby no matter what. So it's okay if you still call her your baby. She just might not be a baby anymore in development. Hope you guys have an awesome day and an awesome week and month celebrating Ellie and, of course, Jeff coming up. Bye, guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ellie James Dollar. Happy birthday to you. We're so glad you were born.
Hey, this is John from Watkinsville. I'm just going to call and ask the question that I know is burning on everyone else's mind. Did Jeff get the stove leveled? I've got to know. Thanks.
Hey, guys. Wasn't Lindsay Lohan in The Parent Trap? And that's where the character Elizabeth James is or something like that? I don't know. That's why I think that's the Lindsay Lohan connection. Right? All right. Bye.
Hey, it's Stephanie from Atlanta. So I am just calling about the children and sugar thing. My kids eat sugar. They get real wild. But I can totally see the whole sedative thing because when my son, who's 3, is real tired, he acts real crazy, like crazier than normal. And that's just from lack of sleep. So if he's hyped up on sugar and then has his crash and he's acting like a crazy kid, totally see it. I see it. Anyway, thanks for sharing. Bye.
Kelly and Jeff, this is Kate. Happy birthday to Ellie. And I love the segment where Kelly is trying to be serious about telling us her gifts and Jeff is writing jingles. I think he should submit every jingle he comes up with, and I want to buy the Womps just because of what he said, and I giggled the entire time, so do not ever cut that freestyle out. Thanks. Bye.
Gratitude shows the universe that you are thankful for what you have been given, even these bad moments in our life where we are sitting in the closet on the floor and were thinking, why me? You will get through that. You have to remember, it's not always going to be that tough. You're just in a tough moment. And when things get a little bit more easier, you'll be able to navigate through it a little bit better.